Good morning, everyone. Today is the 3rd of November 2018, Saturday morning. Hope you're having a good weekend. As you can see, it's around 8 o'clock here by the clock on the wall behind me. And this morning, we're reading from the Daily Light, which is a compilation of King James Version of the Bible. And this is taken from first verse is taken from Hosea 14:9. The ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Good morning, Bernard Abaya. Unto you which believe, he is precious. But unto them which be disobedient, a stone of stumbling and a rock of offense. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to workers of iniquity. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Good morning, Vijay. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. If any will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God. Whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. Good morning, Peter Octabade. He that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because you are not of God. You will not come unto me that you might have life. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So that was a compilation of verses from the King James Version of the Bible taken out of the Daily Light this morning. Well, this morning I want to read a little bit out of this book, The Lies of Free Will. Do you control your own destiny? And this book is available. If you want to get the book, you can get it from lulu.com. The Lies of Free Will. It's only about a 43-page book. And I wrote this back in 2017 because I thought it was important people would have the history of what happened with the ushering in of the doctrines of free will to the United States. And so I give the history of Pelagius, Jacob James Arminius, what happened with between George Whitefield and John Wesley, and how John Wesley aligned Augustus Toplady, Schofield's influence on not only dispensationalism but also Arminianism. Good morning, Nana Chamara. To Mariano. Good morning, Alan Taylor, Anthony Mahati, Peter Vijay, and Bernard and Rick. Good morning. Also, I thought it would be important to show the history of the evangelicals and Catholics together. Dr. James Dobson and his focus on the family organization. Of course, Billy Graham and his connection to the Southern Baptist Convention and the churches. Rick Warren and his purpose-driven life. This is important to understand. Good morning, Neslin Aldridge. Looks like everyone's up and at it today on this bright Saturday morning. Good morning, Ruby Coker. While you're all on the line, I want you to ask specific prayers for my son, Mark, who's going through a lot right now. I had a meeting yesterday with the Social Security Administration, who informed me that all of his medical records for the last 22 years had been destroyed. And so, you know, they were using that for a justification to try to axe him out of all of his medical disability benefits. Isn't that amazing? It's called criminal negligence, is what it's called. So remember, my son, remember myself in prayer too as I go through all this with the Social Security Administration. Big Daddy will take care of you. Well, I want to read a little bit out of here. And I won't take a lot of your time, but I think it's very important. This is taken from chapter 7 of the book. And trying to see who else joined us. I can't. Facebook has a glitch on there when you're broadcasting of the people that joined. It's really hard to access. See all people, especially if you have quite a few joining at the same time. And it can be a little frustrating because you want to be able to recognize those people. So if you're not recognized, it's not because I don't want to. When Christ said he would give eternal life to his people, this is exactly what he meant. He did not say temporary life or conditional life as long as you measure up to my expectations or the possibility of eternal life. No, he was very clear. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all of which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. John 6. 30-40. The Apostle Paul says, virtually nothing can separate the elect from the love of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long, we are counted as a sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:35-39. The reason those who are promoting the false doctrine of free will attack the everlasting eternal life that Christ promised to give to his elect is that they are into works salvation. They are not resting in the finished work of Christ and what he accomplished on the cross when he said, "It is finished." They want to add a long laundry list of works necessary for a person to be saved, including church membership, baptism, partaking of the sacraments, and many other man-centered works. The Apostle Paul warned about those coming in preaching any other gospel. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you in the grace of Christ into another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, I say now again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than ye have received, let him be accursed. Galatians 6:1-9. Well, like I said, we get into the history of that. And, of course, another promoter of works salvation. Good morning, Neslin Aldridge. Is Charles Finney and Dwight L. Moody. In the first part of the 19th century, the